Hey, Tony.
Hey, Paul.
Guess what?
What?
Breaking news.
What's that?
The Hometown Sounds podcast is back.
It is?
Stop the clocks and take your time. The sensation rules your
Welcome back to the Hometown Sounds podcast. Welcome back, Tony.
Welcome back, Paul.
We took the summer off, and now we are excited to bring you the best in DC music.
Once again.
We're starting off the show this week with the French Admirals, and that was a track called Favor.
From their new record, Closer Than Brothers.
And that is available on their Bandcamp and also in various other digital music establishments. And they actually made physical CDs.
They did. I'm looking at one right now, and I've talked about it before to lots of other people, but I love the album art for this release. Mike Leshinsky, the bass player, is giving Rob Kaczynski a shave, and I presume it's a shave that is closer than brothers, as close as a man can get.
And of course, they're both fully bearded men.
Yeah.
So, and did you see the other art? I think it's on the back with he's in a pool and he's looking at horses. I don't really know what's going on with that.
I don't.
It's fascinating.
Is he trying to shave a horse?
Maybe. So this is This is a related project to North of Canada, who we featured on the Hometown Sounds podcast long, long ago, back in like 2012, I think.
That was like one of the first episodes I listened to of the show.
That was before I had any idea what I was doing with interviewing, and I still don't, but that's okay. And so this is two-thirds of North of Canada make up the French Admirals, and it's great. They had an album release show at the Rock and Roll Hotel, and that was in July, before I went on vacation. And it was a really great show, very well attended, Saturday night. And they're going to be playing a number of other shows coming up, including September 28th, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, the Black Cat.
The Black Cat.
They're opening for the NRIs, who are doing a second record release show, I guess. I think they're putting it out, their latest record, on vinyl.
On vinyl. They're very excited about the vinyl.
Yeah, when the NRIs do a record release show or shows, they really throw some muscle into it. They did two shows.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. A matinee show. And I did see Nyan at a Fort Reno show where some filming was occurring for a music video. And I got the whole concept of the music video. It's a high concept. And I'm very excited about it. I hope they'll let me run it on Hometown Sounds.
That's cool. I love that guy.
I know.
He's so jolly.
So, as I said, we took the summer off. July was really busy. I went to a lot of Fort Reno shows. And then I took a vacation to northern Michigan. And there was not a lot of music up in northern Michigan. But it was beautiful up there. And I was there for 3 weeks. Never taken off 3 weeks in my life. And just chilled. But by the end of it, I was bored. I was like, I'm ready to get back to D.C. I'm ready to get back to seeing some shows. And also, you know, D.C. kind of shuts down in August.
It does.
You were here, right?
I was.
Was D.C. kind of shut down?
It was. And I kind of shut it down myself.
Yeah.
I watched The Sopranos start to finish. Mostly, I'm pretty much exclusively in my room. And, you know, I gotta say, I have been very lucky about these sort of pop culture revelations that kind of come out. Or when, you know, just the other day, it was released that Tony Soprano did not die.
Yeah.
At the end of the series. That Spoiler alert.
BS. That is total BS.
I got into the Richard Linklater films, sort of like Beyond, Before Sunset and that whole series.
Yep.
And just when a new one was coming out.
Right.
I don't know. The pop culture gods, they smile upon me.
I haven't seen that last one. Was the last one good?
Yeah. They were
it
all
was
good.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah.
That's good.
And Boyhood's really good.
Oh, yeah. I've been hearing about that.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like 3 hours at all, really.
It's 3 hours?
It's almost like 2:45.
Well, they took like, what, 13 years to film it?
12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof.
All right. Get back to some music.
Right on. Young Summer. Everybody's crazy about Young Summer. Bobby Allen. This is her dream pop project. Finally released the debut album called Siren, and that is on a Nashville label called Ready Set Records. It just came out this past Tuesday, I think August 26th. And we've played some Young Summer in the past, but we're going to keep on playing Young Summer because we love it. This song is called Sons of Lightning.
Forever that we'll be living through. The flash, it falls behind us. We're leaving everything that we've been clinging to. Just let our minds go. seven dreams. We'll be waking up, becoming kings. And oh, we'll be right back.
Oh yeah, synth pop. It's still happening. That was Incredible Change. And the song was called Echimano. And that was from the self-titled EP, which is a free download on Bandcamp. And if that voice sounded familiar, that voice was the voice of Brock Boss.
Of the band Rasputin.
Who we have not heard from in a little while.
But they promised they've got stuff coming out.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a side project, perhaps a solo project with various guest musicians. And they played a few shows in the summer, and I haven't gotten a chance to check them out, but I really like that stuff. And I just Googled the title of that track. Do you know what that's all about, Tony?
What's that about, Paul?
You'll know when I tell you. I looked it up. It's on Urban Dictionary. Echimano. It's how the crowd has named the Echi Homo that Cecilia, the octogenarian woman, restored freestyle in a church from Zaragoza, Spain. It's that painting, and she was like restoring it, and she made it look like a weird monkey.
Okay.
You know that one? If you look at the picture,
okay,
you'll be like, yeah, that's exactly it. It refers to the resemblance to a monkey the picture had after her intervention. The artist Cecilia really meant no harm and now has a lot of fans who love her around the world.
Rad.
So, and now a synth pop song named after her. So we're going to keep on the theme of side projects here. And we're going to play you something by Witch Coast.
Witch Coast, the side project of John Weiss, main man of the Sea Life. I really got to give it up to John Weiss. He's a guy who has his fingers in lots of different things all the time, all the live long day. And, you know, actually, I've been noticing that the Sea Life has been playing out quite a lot for a while now. And I'm often sort of critical of bands that do that. But I don't feel that way about the Sea Life.
No.
Because they are hardworking and they're so wonderful that actually, like, I really wouldn't mind seeing them once every 10 days. They're that good. So if that works for me, that's probably the case for others as well.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just a hardworking dude who's trying to make it. And this is his more lo-fi project. We are going to play a track called True East.
And that's a song from the Witch Coast for President EP, which is a Pay What You Want download on their Bandcamp. That was Real Clothes, and the song was called Queen of Daisies, which is the title track from the EP Queen of Daisies, which is a Pay What You Want download on their Bandcamp. That is a project of Nico Fox. She's the lead singer in that band. She was solo as Real Clothes for a while, and then earlier this year formed a band called Tessellations, and then changed the name of that band back to Real Clothes. And so it's kind of dream indie rock. Interesting stuff. I saw them play at Paper House this past Tuesday night with Humble Fire. Always good show at Paper House.
Always.
They put on great stuff. I don't know if you've been to Paper House lately. They have lighting rig, and I guess they're recording all the shows in the basement.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that they're missing is a liquor license. You know, it's crazy.
Seriously.
So, I wanted to mention something about this Pay What You Want Bandcamp download thing. We've talked about this in the past about whether or not you should chip in, you know, a buck or two when you get one of these Pay What You Want Bandcamp downloads. And I recently read something that is a reason that you might want to chip in a dollar or two. That if you pay any amount of money, I assume the minimum is like a dollar, then it becomes added to your Bandcamp inventory if you have an account. And then you can download the Bandcamp app for your phone, and then you can stream that wherever you are, which is pretty awesome. So, you know, it's all about these ecosystems now where like iTunes and Amazon and Google, you know, if you buy the music through them, then you don't have to keep it and manage it. You can just have it in the cloud and stream it. And then Bandcamp has its own thing now that, and if you participate and spend any money, then you get to have that. And then you could be driving across the country like I did and stream all your Bandcamp downloads.
I love it.
Which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So, and normally we would play a bunch more songs.
But we're trying out a new format.
Yeah, we're going to shorten the show. We're going to try to do it more often with fewer songs. And then it'll be a lot less time for you to listen to and you can keep up with it better.
Yep.
So that's it. So we got one more song.
One more track. This is from a band called Calavera Skull. The track is called Coming Back Around. It's from their most recent release. It's called EP1. It is a Pay What You Want download on Bandcamp. So throw in a buck.
Yeah,
get the song.
There you go. And before we go, I want to remind you that you can subscribe to this podcast in iTunes or your favorite podcasting app. You can rate us in the store if you like us. We're on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Vine. Are there any other new social media platforms that I'm unaware of these days? We're not on Snapchat. You're on Snapchat. You're the only person who Snapchats me. I don't know if you know that.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy my Snapchats?
Most of the time, yes, I do enjoy your Snapchats. Anyway, all of those are, except for Snapchat, our hometown sounds. We do a music video of the day every day on our website, and we have a 24/7 music stream, of course. That's our website, hometownsoundsdc.com. You can also listen to that on your smartphone, whatever kind it is these days, with the free TuneIn app. If you want to submit music or tell us how awesome we are, email us at dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. And to support the musicians you've heard on this podcast, buy their music.
And see them play live.
All over town. Calavera Skull, thanks very much, Tony.
I have two quick items before we wrap up.
Right on.
One, I love the idea of starting a Hometown Sound Snapchat of just little DC music moments delivered right to your phone.
I'm going to have to do that now. All right.
And two,
yeah.
Enjoy this track. It's kind of sludgy, and I like it.
Right on.
It's pretty grimy.
See you next time.
See you next time.